We spoke a little bit when we started this man about Elul being Rosh Hashanah, Ani Ledoidi Vidoidi Li. He spoke about that is the classic description of Elul. Is this classic Rosh Hashanah. There's other Rosh Hashanah. There's one about being in your Miklat. Do you remember what that is? There's one about an ear miklat. There's one about ish matanis lev yoyin v'ish shalach manis ish l'reyehu. There's all different types of ramazim about Elul all over the place. Loy anachnu v'loy anachnu. Many different ramazim to Elul. Interesting that for some reason Elul has like remez to it. A lot of remez. But the classic one is ani ledoidi v'doidi li. If you ask someone what's Elul Rosh Hashanah, that's what they'll tell you. And we spoke about how doid is the epitome of relationship. We spoke about how a doid is an uncle, because uncles, there's no downside to the relationship. Some relationships, they get on your nerves every once in a while. In general, uncles are pretty easy to deal with. They're easy relationships. So Elulism, we're trying to foster a feeling of being a doid. We spoke about that. Elul also has an element of this pachad. People, just the word Elul, just the name Elul, Shabbos Mevorchim Elul. People, the Chofetz Chaim was transformed because a person's afraid. We spoke about being afraid to losing the love. So I've been moira zu verlieren der Liebschaft, which means to have fear that you're going to lose the love. This is our opportunity, and we don't want to mess up the opportunity. And particularly this year, where there's so many moving parts and there are bumps along the road, it's much easier for us to kind of like blink and Elul is gone. There are people that have told me over the course of the many years that sometimes like Rosh Hashanah was upon them too fast. They felt like they weren't ready. There's actually a group of the alumni. Last night I spoke to them. They said, like, we don't feel like we're prepared for Rosh Hashanah. We're not preparing. We need help. Can you please give us a chabura? So last night I spoke to them. And especially this year, where there's a lot of distractions going on in our lives, we have to make sure to stay focused on building our relationship with Hashem, working on our davening. Your davening should be a better davening than it is during the year. Your Musar Seder should be a better Musar Seder than it is during the year. I know that in Navarduk, I've spoken about this in the past. In Navarduk, Navarduk is a Musar Yeshiva. So during the year, they have 2 hours of Musar a day. That's a lot of Musar. That's more than regular. However, during Elul, they have 7 hours of Musar a day. It's taking it to the next level. And Elul, we're supposed to try to make sure that whatever it means in our world, so we don't do those types of adjustments. I'll tell you one time when I was sitting shiva for my brother, Zichrona Livracha, and I got a call from Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, who we're very close with. Many of you know that, and hopefully when you're in Yerushalayim, you'll get to meet him. So Rav Gamliel anticipated my question. I'm probably not the only one that ever asked that question. But you want to know, what should you do, right? The person just, you know, suffered a loss. So how do I, what should I do in order to, like, what does Hashem want from me? So Rav Gamliel's response to me, without me even asking the question, and I'm sure he probably heard the question before, he said, don't change anything. Just do what you do better. There's a lot of brilliance, I think, a lot of sage advice in that. He said, don't change anything. Just do what you're doing better. Daven better. Learn better, do halacha better, everything that you go through your life, but our regular schedule doesn't have to change. We don't necessarily change our schedule, we just try to make sure what we're doing, we do just a little bit better. And the idea of the shofar is milashon of shipur, is l'shaper, is to do better, to improve. Shipru ma'aseicha means improve your actions. So a shofar is supposed to be, the call of the shofar is for us to do better. I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. Beis Hashem, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you get to meet the Mashkiach Shlita. So the Mashkiach is a real, true Talmud of Rav Moshe Shapiro. I learned for many years by Rav Moshe, but it's hard for me to say that I was a real Talmud of Rav Moshe. If you never heard of him or don't have any exposure to Rav Moshe, it's hard for you to understand what I mean. But Rav Moshe was a great, great person, a very big man. And I heard shir from him for, I can't tell you how many years, many, many, maybe 5 years. I was in his shir, maybe more than that, I don't remember. But the Mashkiach Shlita is a real Talmud of Rav Moshe. He spent time together personally with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, I heard a shir from Rav Moshe, and he said the following thing. If you look in the psukim that we say in Shofaros, and I think it's a very important part of the tefillah, it says the kol shofar hoylech v'chazek me'oy. The sound of the shofar gets much stronger. And Rav Moshe said that this is a very big part of tkiyas shofar. That's one of the psukim that we say, because the idea of shofar is we are getting better, we are improving. That's what we're trying to work on now. We're trying to get into a mode where we're getting better at what we're doing. Not necessarily changing what we're doing, but doing everything that we're doing better. A person does that, so then he's preparing himself for Yom HaDin. Part of the preparation for Yom HaDin is a person for the days of Rachamim, I should say. Is a person is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am improving. I'm a work in progress. We're all allowed to be a work in progress. None of us should tomorrow say, okay, I'm going to start keeping the same schedule as Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That would be a very big mistake if anyone would try to do that. We're all a work in progress. That's okay. Our hope is that maybe one day we'll get to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's schedule, and maybe we will. Don't cut yourself short. Don't say you won't. Maybe you won't, but maybe you will. I don't know, because I'm not the type that can already now foresee like how far your neshama can go. Maybe you can get there, but I'm not there today. I'm a work in progress. We're all allowed to be works in progress, and we're all trying to get somewhere. So this is the idea of the shofar of Shipru Ma'aseichem. The pasuk Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, aside for being a pasuk which is Meramis to Elul, the Rosh Tevis, Aleph Lamed, Vav Lamed, the Soif Tevas also are important. Ani L'doidi in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings this, and I'm sure other people, many people bring it. The Soif Tevas, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, are all Yuds. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. There's four Yuds there, Gematria 40. 40 is a big number. And we're going to discuss a little bit 40, what it has to do with Elul, and what it has to do with this week's Parsha. Because it does. This week's parasha, we speak about im bin hakos harasha. If someone does something wrong, so you have to give him malchus. Arba'im ya'akenu. You hit him for, well, it's not actually 40 times, it's 39. But the Torah writes 40. And it's the same thing over here. It's actually 39 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until the Yom HaGadol. What day is that? Anyone help me out with this? Yom Kippur. It's 30 days till Rosh Hashanah, 40 days until Yom Kippur. So, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is a remez to Elul, Chodesh Elul. But Elul is really all part of this huge journey that we're going on to get us till Yom Kippur. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li Soif Tevois is 4 Yuds. 4 Yuds is Gematria 40. 40 days, really 39, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. So I want to speak a little bit about this idea, and also what we're supposed to try to accomplish during these days. The Gemara in Brachas says the following thing. The Gemara in Brachas says, Toiv mardus achas b'liboy shel adam yoiser mekama malkiyos. It's better. Mardus achas. One correction, I'm going to say. That's the word I'm going to use. B'liboy shel adam, in a person's heart, better than kama malkiyos. In other words, the Torah is trying to tell you when a person sins, he has to get malchus. It's better you should do something to yourself. So what are these mardus achas? Perhaps what we're suggesting here is over the course of these 40 days, it's better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitting us, giving us physical affliction, is if we would work on ourselves to try to make corrections in our life. It's interesting, there's a minhag by the Sfaradim, you can tell me if you ever saw this minhag, I've seen it by the Kaisel, where they actually give Malkus before Yom Kippur. Did anyone ever see that minhag? What? We've done it ourselves in Yeshiva. That's because we're mimicking the Sfaradim. Take all the good stuff from the Sfaradim. Why is it on Erev Yom Kippur? That's 40 days since Rosh Chodesh El. We give him 40 malchus, but they're light. The minig is brought down. The Pshilei Pinchas brings it down. Give it light. Don't give it. It's not real malchus. You're not actually supposed to hurt him. It's supposed to show you that that's what these 40 days were meant to do. We have 40 days. It's 40 opportunities for us to make corrections. The idea of malchus, and it's important to understand, punishment in Judaism is not about making someone hurt or a deterrent. The malchus is not a deterrent. The malchus is supposed to make a change in the person. The pasuk says that when you give him malchus, he's called achicha. Rashi brings down, before malchus, he's a sinner. After malchus, he's already achicha. Because hopefully, while he's going through this, he's going through a change that's happening in him. 40 is the number which always represents like a change. That's perhaps why Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to get the Torah, he needed 40 days. It's a changed person. Person before Torah, but person after Torah. It's a whole different thing. He's gone through a metamorphosis. There's 40 days. 40 days. The Mabul was 40 days. That's a change in the world. 40 is the number that always represents change. A mikvah. Person goes in, Tameh, comes out, Tar. 40 saw. 40 is the number of change. So therefore, what's supposed to happen over Elul is change. The Malchus is representing that if we don't do the change internally, Hashem will do it externally. If we don't change ourselves spiritually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Malchus physically in order to affect the change. But really, we're supposed to do it ourselves. Toiv, it's better. Mardus achas beliboy. If you affect a small change inside of yourself, beliboy shel adam, yoyser mikama malchus. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the course of our daily week, of our regular cycle, gives us also an opportunity for change. And that is Kedusha of Shabbos. Because Shabbos also has 39 malachas. 39 malachas is actually, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Malachas Shabbos, Arbaim Chasar Achas. Arbaim Chasar Achas is 40 minus 1. What an interesting description. Because it's the same idea. It's that 40. Shabbos is, a person comes into Shabbos and he has panim chadoshas. You know that a person doesn't have to have, you have to have by Sheva Brachas. When you have a marriage, a wedding, by the Sheva Brachas, you need panim chadoshas. Shabbos you don't need. Because every person is the panim chadoshas. There's a change that happens to a person over Shabbos. You transform with your neshama yisera, and that happens through this 40 that we're experiencing. So we're now approaching Shabbos Elul. Elul is this time for change, and Shabbos is a time for change. It's important that we make sure that we make the change real. Why is it only 39 malachas? Why is it not 40? Why is it only 39 malchus? Why is it not 40? Perhaps the reason is because it's showing us that we need to do something. It doesn't happen on its own. We have to bring that last little bit. It's 40. It's 40 chaser achas. We got to finish it off. Make it happen. It's supposed to be 40, but it's lacking something. You make it real. So we have to make Shabbos special. We could go through Shabbos and we could just ignore it, and then Shabbos will not affect the change we need. We have to be participants in the change of Elul, in the change of Malchus, which we don't want, in the change of Shabbos. So this is an opportunity for us, the yeshivas together for Shabbos. It's an opportunity for us to be able to work on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is called Doidi. Lecha Doidi Likras Kala. It's that same relationship of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. So we have an opportunity now where we're trying to increase the yedidus that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yedid nefesh of HaRachamim. Now's our time to make that connection with Hashem. Now's our chance to do it. It's during Shabbos in Elul. So Beis Hashem with Siyata Deshmaya. I'm looking forward to a beautiful Shabbos. It might not be like the regular Shabbos. It might not be like any other Shabbos we ever had before or any other Shabbos we'll ever have again. But we're going to make it a special Shabbos, an uplifting Shabbos. And Beis Hashem with Siyata Deshmaya will be Zoicha that just like we said, it's toiv, it's better. Mardus achas belibo benafshu shel adam. That it's better if a person makes his own correction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give us any malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't need to afflict Klal Yisrael with any more types of whatever tzara it might be. is going to give us all tichle shana v'kilo leisel. We'll put an end to all of these challenges that we had, and we'll have bracha and atzlocha ad belidai. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.